with the Business Bunker.
Ah, welcome to the Business Bunker Show on channelradio.co.uk and kentbusinessradio.co.uk on Tuesday, the 20th of January. And you are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Good afternoon, Mr. Andrews.
How are you?
I'm very well, yes. Well, I'll tell you later because you've got schedules to do and things.
I've got loads of things to talk about. Yeah, go on.
May I just ask, who is the sponsor today?
Today's sponsor is Rift Accounting, and a massive
fabulous.
Thank you to them. But we will be talking about them shortly because I'm going to start the show, as Jules quite rightly says. I've told her to be quiet while I do this bit.
I'm biting my lip.
She is. She's chomping at the bit because she doesn't know what I'm going to say either.
But I've got so much to tell you.
Absolutely. But we've got some big changes coming up on the Business Bunker Show, and we're really proud and pleased about all the things that we're working on. And I just want to run through a few of those things with you. As from next Tuesday, the 27th, the format of the show will be changing, and we're going to be going from an hour and a half to 2 hours. Now, bear with me on this. So it'll be a two-hour show as from next Tuesday, the 27th. And we have been incredibly lucky, and we have joined forces with not one, but two new partners. And Rift Group, of which Rift Accounting is a major part, are one of our new partners. And the second new partner is the Federation of Small Business. And what's going to happen in partnership with those organisations and some other organisations is the extra half an hour of the show is going to form what we're calling Ask the Expert. And each week we're going to have a different group from the various organisations that will come in and talk about areas of expertise. Next week, the first group on are Rift Accounting, and they are going to be talking about the mess that is VAT MOS. And that's for those of you involved in digital downloads and have come a cropper with the absolutely ridiculous, and I can't put it any simpler than that, the absolutely ridiculous EU rules that they've tried to implement on VAT, which has made a complete and utter mess. So Jane Onis, who's the Managing Director of Rift Accounting, and one of her senior accountants, Chris Grace, will be here next Tuesday to do the Ask the Expert session there. And what will happen is each week we will have an Ask the Expert session from our revolving panel of experts. So Rift will be next week. We will have the Federation of Small Business on, and they will be telling us all about the kind of things that's happening in the small business world in terms of both what they're doing for businesses and what they're doing to lobby government. And at the moment, because there's a general election due on the horizon, one of the things that the FSB are doing is holding a series of workshops, surveys and hustings in which they invite various parliamentary candidates to come and talk to small businesses about what they are offering in their manifestos. But there's loads of other things that the Federation of Small Business does. We're also hoping this week to launch the brand new Business Bunker website.
Oh, yes.
It is done.
Oh,
yeah, it is done. It is ready. And we're going to launch it on Friday. And one of the things that we've done is because the show's going to go to 2 hours, and I felt that was a bit long for a podcast, what I'm going to do is I'm going to break each show into two parts so that you can download or listen again to the individual parts without having to worry that you need 2 hours to do it in. Mm. So you can do it in much smaller bits. And the other big change that we're going to make to the website is we're going to make it far easier to search for old shows that you kind of may want to go back and listen to. Mm. And we're going to label them far better so that you can see who was on all the shows and what it was about, so that when you search for it, it's much easier.
Yeah, because we had one listener who started at the end 6 years ago.
They started with the first show. They called in one day and they said, oh, we just found a Business Bunker. And I went, oh, great. And they said, how long have you been going? Well, at that time, it was 5 years. And they said, oh, we'll listen again then. And a few weeks later, he tweeted me, he went, I'm on to show 12 now. And I'm like, you started from the beginning. And he went, oh, yeah. Really? Really? So there's loads of changes coming, and we're really proud about that. And then also, we've joined forces with the University of Kent at Canterbury Business School. Dr. Simon Raby, Toby Lindsay and the crew there have been working on a major project for a number of years now, which is called the BIG project, which is the Business Improvement and Growth Project. And they've been looking, analysing, mentoring, following, collecting data on small businesses. And they have, the fulmination of that research has come about where they have identified 10 major things that small businesses focus on that can help them be successful. So they're not touting it as a template. They're not saying you must do these 10 things and you will succeed. They're saying that most small businesses do a major part of these 10 things reasonably well, and that adds to their success. So what they're going to be doing, once a month in the same slot, they're going to be doing what they call the Big Insight. And on the first show, they're going to tell us all about their research. And then over the coming next 10 months, they're going to focus on one issue per month from their research. And they're also going to bring a case study with them. So what they're going to do is they're going to tell us one of the big things, and one of them, for instance, is strategy. They'll tell us why strategy is important for a small business, what it means, what their research found. Then they will introduce us to someone who was very successful implementing a strategy. So
that
you
get
the
good,
idea.
Yeah.
So that's the format of that. And then we are also lucky enough, if those of you that were listening last week, to the great, great, great Ken Herron.
I love a Herron.
Ken, who's a radio presenter in the United States and also a marketing guru and small business specialist, he joined us live from the States last week.
He did.
And he created a bit of a viral stir because he came up with some couple of bits of advice that sent Jules into apoplexy of, of putting her entire stock of photographs well into the night. I was still on air at midnight when she was still sending out photographs with watermarks across them of photos of me she'd taken 10 years ago. So you enjoyed that, Jules, didn't you? That
I
was
did.
A nice little tool.
I love something. And of course, you can actually play with that so much more.
Yeah.
If it wasn't sort of one in the morning, I would have carried on. And I will play with it again, Ken,
yeah.
So to speak.
So I've asked Ken to come back on a regular basis.
Well, that was actually
recently.
My idea. Yeah. You won't give me any credit, will you? It was my idea.
Yeah. Okay.
So I actually asked him back. I got you to ask him back.
Me.
Paul Andrews.
Yeah.
But I did think he was interesting. Mm. And what I haven't listened to their show, and I am going to, when I stop watermarking, my next thing is to listen to their show. My guess is they're sort of, he said their show is similar to ours. But I don't know if you saw my tweet, I said, you're more Dallas and we're more Arthur Daly.
Minder. Yeah.
I don't think he knows what Minder is. He's probably Googling it.
He's probably Googling it as we speak. Yeah.
But you always remind me of Arthur Daly.
Do I?
Especially in your sheepskin jacket.
I thought I was more Terry McCann, myself.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Have I upset you then?
All right, eh?
Have I upset you?
No.
Think you're much more Arthur Daly.
Do you? Thank you. Anyway, so there are some of the changes that are happening starting next Tuesday, of which we're really proud. And do look out, and we will obviously make a big fuss on social media when we launch our brand new, spanking new website, courtesy of Fruit Bowl Media over there in Canterbury. So thank you to all of those people. And then just one other thing that I want to mention, because I'm incredibly proud about this, and this is a personal thing. It's a bit of a personal fest this week, this show, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I was proud to be asked and to accept.
Oh, yeah, this is amazing.
Yeah, a role as president of the Kent Deaf Children's Society. And I'm really, really pleased to do that and to work with Louise Henley, who is the chair of the society, and her team of volunteers. Everybody that works with Kent Deaf Children's Society is a volunteer. And they're doing a fabulous, fabulous job with very small resources. So I'm incredibly proud and pleased to play a role as president of the Kent Deaf Children's Society.
That is fantastic. And I think you'll find that very rewarding. It's because, I mean, you do an awful lot. I don't know how you're going to fit another thing in, really. You are always at something or other.
I was thinking of giving up sleep as it's overrated.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you go to the opening of an envelope, though, don't you?
I do.
You're always out.
I am a bit
You're often at the Silver Hotel in your...
I am a bit of a media
...in your paisley dressing gown.
Am I?
Your little Japanese kimono.
Am I? Really? Japanese kimono?
Yeah. I thought you had one.
Oh, kimono. I thought you said kimono. That's a dragon, isn't it?
Yeah, I've never seen you wearing a dragon.
Have you not? You want to see me wear a dragon? I look pretty good in a dragon.
I'm a bit frightened to banter with you because you snapped at me at the beginning of the show and said, mustn't say anything for the first 5 minutes.
No, you can banter.
All off my chest.
You can banter now. What I asked you to do was not interrupt, but you can help yourself. You had to go, I did that. That was me.
You know why?
Why?
Well, you know you're a Pyrex.
I'm a Pyrex, yeah. I was test tube, baby.
Well, what am I? I'm a Gemini.
Yeah, yeah. See, two-faced.
No, not two-faced. How rude. No,
you're a Gemini.
No, we're not two-faced.
You're facing both ways.
But we just cannot, you know, if I buy a present for someone, I cannot keep it a secret, Paul Andrews. I have to, guess what I've got you.
Look what I bought you.
It's terrible.
I bought you this, yeah.
You mustn't know about it, you know, and then I put it in the cupboard.
Absolutely.
I would like, may I make an announcement?
Yeah. You can.
Well, my lovely son Josh, mm-hmm. Who has worked at Lloyds Bank for 11 years, was offered voluntary redundancy. Mm-hmm. And he has just passed his IFA exam, I'm pleased to announce. And also he started up as a club promoter for these nights that Paul Andrews and I are hoping to gatecrash, aren't we? 31st of January. You can follow them. It's at On One. I mean, Richard, he looks your, our guest. He looks young enough. At On One _ promotions. And they've got all these amazing DJs. And it's in Canterbury. Starts at 10 p.m, Richard, and ends at 4 a.m. Yeah? Is it working for you?
Yeah, sort of time of day that I peak about 3-4
a.m. I knew the type. So they've got these amazing DJs from Ibiza, and it's all the girls. Oh, are you married?
I'm very close, dangerously close, Jules.
Okay, we won't talk about the girls. There were some topless waiters, if anybody listening is of the other, you know, bats from the other.
Thank you for that.
But it's On One Promotions, On One _ promotions, and well done, Josh, and you've passed your IFA. So
yeah, nice one, Josh.
Yeah, he shall be talking to you, no doubt.
Fantastic. As always, if you'd like to talk to us on the Business Bunker Show, if you could get a word in edgewise, there are a number of ways you can do that. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. You're more likely to get hold of us by emailing us at bunker@campusradio.co.uk. But the easiest way to interact live on the show is to tweet me at Vanilla Bill. We've already had 50 or 60 tweets in, and I will read some of those in a moment. I just want to tell you one more thing. For next week's show, Rift Accounting, as I say, Jane Ollis, the MD, and Chris Graves will be talking about VAT Morse. Anybody that's got any questions about that or wants to ask what it's about or anything, please either email me or tweet me or follow Rift and tweet them. And you can follow them on the Twitter @RiftAccounting. So do give them a follow. And if you want to know anything about VAT Morse for this week's show, for next week's show, then do ask them or email me at bunker@campusradio.co.uk and ask me or tweet me at Vanilla Web.
It'd be nice to get them in advance so we can sort of
absolutely. So do that. We've had a number of tweets. We've had the Fat Carrot, who says, Vanilla Web, would love a shout out, please. We're at Shipham Farmers Market this Thursday, 9 till 11 a.m. That's the lovely Fat Carrot, who is neither a carrot nor fat.
Nor orange.
Yeah, nor orange. That is the lovely Jane Apps of the Fat Carrot, and she's got #veggie because she is indeed a meat-free vegetarian.
Her food is divine. Mm. Even if you're not veggie, her food is divine. I'd also like to mention on the Superior Show this morning, 11 to 12, I had the fabulous barrister broker, Russell, helping me out on the Twitter, and he did a noble job. And we were wine tasting. Now, if you're having a corporate event, listener, we've got, it's on the Twitter, it's @WeSet, so WSET UK, and there's also WeSet Global. If you are having a corporate event and you wanted some wine and spirit education trust, you want some advice, and also that they'll come and do this whole thing where we were having, weren't we, Russell?
Yeah.
We had lemon and we had wine.
Are we going to do the whole show all over again on here, are we? Is that what we're
going
to do?
We had lemon and we had bitter things and we had marshmallow.
And then, yeah, salt and the marshmallow made the wine extremely chalky, if I remember.
Yeah.
And wine, and then some more wine, and then Jules had a bit of a snifter, and then she had a little bit of a shot of the wine. Okay.
Well worth, and I'm going to have my do my level one. Perhaps Russell will join me. We'll do our level one together, Russell.
That sounds a great idea, Jules.
So contact Mike Best.
They don't know what they've let themselves in for.
Say that you heard about them on the Superior Show, which is scoffquaff.co.uk. You can listen to that later on. You can catch up after the Business Bunker tonight. And the website is www.weset.com. Fabulous.
Fantastic. Thank you. We've had a tweet from Sally Laker, who says, ooh, it's the Business Bunker Day and I'm listening in. I need to tell you, listeners, Sally has had her 5 minutes of fame and well-deserved fame.
Oh, wow, great.
Did you see? Hello Magazine ran a full-page article on Greg Wallace, the celebrity chef.
He's and getting his 50th, married.
Yeah, and it was his 50th birthday, and Sally made the cake for it. And what a cake it was.
Her cakes. Well, we always say...
They're unbelievable, aren't
they're
they?
They're works of art.
Hey, Sal, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, so it was, it was a picture of Greg.
Yeah.
With all his... Must be MasterChef, was it?
I couldn't see. And then all the things that he's into, like rugby and stuff like that. So it was rugby posts. It was unbelievable, this cake. Sally, absolutely made up for you. Well done. She makes the most fabulous cakes. It's your one weakness, isn't it, Jules? Lemon drizzle cake.
Her lemon drizzle cake is amazing. She did them for my wedding with my new husband. And you can follow my new husband at Frontier Funds. He's writing a book about frontier investments. And that's 3wsfrontierfunds.org. But
you're listening to the Jules Serkin Show here on Channel Radio.
You know why? I've had an abundance of wine. I feel fortified.
I know. I've Russell. Been worrying about this all week.
It goes straight to your head. But her cakes, I must say, are amazing. And they are works of art. And Greg Wallace is a regular at the Alamo, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. Good. Enough of that. We've had a couple more tweets and we need to crack on as well. Fruit Bowl Media. Hi, we're nearly ready to launch the Business Bunker website for Vanilla Web. It should be live by the end of the week. So thank you to Tony, George and the guys over
there. Oh, I love those boys.
Yeah, over at Fruit Bowl.
I must go and see them.
And we've had some new listeners, Katie and Craig of Sensational Bods. That's their Twitter handle, Sensational Bods.
All right.
It says, hi, Vanilla Web. Have just moved home into Ashford and are offering 14 days free trial for personal training for sensationalbodies.co.uk. And that's their website, sensationalbodies.co.uk. I do happen to know that one of those two, guess which one, of Casey and Craig, is about to have a baby.
Craig?
Yeah. So congratulations on that. Nearly moved to Ashford. That's Katie and Craig of Sensational Bods on the Twitter. And their website is sensationalbodies.co.uk. And they're offering some trials of their personal training systems. So do check up with that. And we've also had a tweet from Brookdale, the gorgeous Donna, who says, hi, Paul, please mention our Pledge a Tree project. For more info, go to our website, which is Brogdale Online. That's Brogdale, all one word, brogdaleonline.co.uk. Hope to catch up soon. Thanks, Donna. Donna, I hope to catch up with you too soon. Haven't seen you for ages. So do go and look at brogdaleonline.co.uk and find out about Pledge a Tree project at Brogdale's.
Yes, you must catch up with Donna. I haven't been there for ages. When you do go, I'll meet you for a cider.
Okay.
There. Had an email in from the Grown Up Business Seminar, and it is, let's have a look. Oh, there is a website which I'm going to read out. It's from Coach SME. And they say, building a grown-up successful business can be tricky, but the rewards are huge if you get it right. And there's a series of seminars designed to help you make permanent improvements in your business. And these events are educational and entertaining, as well as being a great place to network with like-minded people. The first of the grown-up seminars, they've got a great lineup of speakers, and it's going to be focused on sales and marketing. So they've got Paul Andrews.
Never heard of him.
CEO of jobsinkent.com and host of the Business Bunker Radio, an angel investor with some forthright views with a built
me what I don't get a word in edgeways
with a built-in passion for business. And your presentation, Snake Hips, is titled Come on the Revolution.
Is it?
Or Come the Revolution.
I don't mind either way.
What will you be wearing for that then?
No idea.
Sort of a bearskin and a
something like that.
Viking.
Yeah. I was going to wear my beret.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
It's a bit Frank Spencer.
Yeah.
Also Steve Jessop, who's worked with Virgin, MTV and Otis. What's Otis?
A lift company.
I thought it was Reading.
he may well have worked with Otis Reading as well.
And he says, what is sales improvement and how do you do it? Right. And then the fabulous Shirley Mansfield, oft of this show. Mm. She's the author of the Grown Up Business book. And she's going to talk to you about effective marketing on a shoestring. If only we could reach our shoestrings nowadays. So to find out more, go to 3ws.coachsme.co.uk.
Fabulous. Cool. Thank you for that. I'm going to play some tunage now.
Okay, what you got?
Well, I'm going to play a bit of tunage because I'm indulging myself on the show this week.
Oh, girls
agrees. Yeah. 30 years ago this week, this song was number one.
You were born?
No, this song was number one.
Really?
Bear with me. 30 years ago this week, this song was number one. Mm. And it's Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Really?
And Holly Johnson, the lead singer of said band, was on Channel Radio a couple of weeks before Christmas with an exclusive interview for us. And 30 years ago this week, my little baby was born.
Oh, fantastic.
So I'm going to play this.
Oh. Protect you from the hooded claw. Keep the vampires from your door.
I am. feels like fire. I'm so in love with you. Dreams are like angels. They keep bad at bay, bad at bay. Love is the light, scaring darkness away. Yeah. I'm so in love with you, purge the soul. Make love your goal. The power of love, a force from above, cleaning my soul. Flame on, burn desire, love with tongues of fire. Purge the soul, make love your goal. I'll protect you from the hooded claw. Keep the vampires from your door. When the chips are down, I'll be around with my undying, death-defying love for you. Envy will hurt itself. Let yourself be beautiful. Sparkling love flowers and pearls and pretty girls. Love is like an energy.
Expert financial advice you can both understand and trust on your savings and investments, retirement planning, equity release or life and health insurance. talk to the experts at Facts and Figures Chartered Financial Planners. Phone 01233 722 922 or check them out at www.fffp.co.uk. Facts and Figures, independent financial advice everyone can follow. www.fffp.co.uk. I'm off my jack, keep your hands off
my stack. Channel Radio. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kimbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk. That was Frankie Goes to Hollywood with A Power of Love from 1985, and a big, big, big happy birthday to Jamie this Friday. Listen, it's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our first guest onto this week's Business Bunker Show, Mr. Russell Burton Lawrence. Russell, known to all of you out there in Twitter land as the Barrister Broker. Russell, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks ever so much, Paul, for inviting me on the show. It's good to be here.
An absolute pleasure to have you. And I invited you on the show, and then Jules blagged you to come in and prop her up while she did.
I've been really busy this morning, you know, with the wine and the tweeting and everything else.
Yeah, absolutely, done everything.
Yeah, yes, more than I ever do. This is.
She gave you a job, didn't she?
She gave me a job. Yeah.
Typical.
Yeah. I'm here to help.
You had a lovely luncheon as well, though, didn't you?
Very good.
Yeah. Russell, it's an absolute pleasure for you to join us. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I want to start off by asking you to explain a little bit about the Barrister Broker and what it is you actually do, because a lot of people don't actually understand where we are in the legal process any longer, it, and the fact that you can actually hire a barrister directly these days.
That's right, yeah. Very briefly, my background is that I was a barrister's clerk for 22 years. Running the barrister's chambers has been brought to life in the TV silk TV drama Silk. So I don't know if you've seen a very, very dodgy Billy the Clerk, but I mean that was my environment for 22 years. But a few years ago I moved away from the traditional barrister's chambers to take advantage of new rules, which meant that clients could go directly to barristers instead of the traditional route, which was via a solicitor. You had to go via a solicitor. So what I do now as the barrister broker is exclusively facilitating people in business and individuals, enabling them to go directly to the legal expert, to a barrister, to help them, whether it's an advisory capacity or to represent them in court.
Okay, let's kind of stop there while I ask you a couple of questions that, because it's an interesting place that we're in. As you say, the rules changed a while back, because prior to that, you had to engage a solicitor who then engaged the barrister.
That's it, if they wanted to,
And then, obviously, doubling up on your fees and all kinds of things. Now that's not necessary anymore. But of course, most of us as lay people, hopefully, don't have very often recourse to law.
Sure.
So when we do, or we think we're going to have to, we're kind of a bit stuck as to where we go. So, and that's where you step in. Is that right?
It is where I step in. I think people will think, if they have a legal issue, they all think solicitor, because that's how minds are conditioned. What I am trying to do through networking and other promotion is to make awareness that if you have got a legal issue, then you don't, you know, there are now options. There's been a big change in the law. There are now options. And I help people to go down the most direct route that is quick and cost effective. So that's the aim.
Okay. Can I ask a question here as well? And forgive me if I get this wrong, and I'm sure you'll put me right straight away.
I'll try.
But if I was facing an issue, let's make something up. Let's say I had a contract dispute over something. Is it possible? Maybe I don't want to go to court.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to. If possible, I want to avoid going to court. Can I still engage a barrister and say, hey, listen, you know, what's your advice on this?
Absolutely. I mean, that's exactly what you can do. I mean, going to court is the last resort. Mm. And I think people think of barristers as just court people. Well, that's only a small part of their work, actually. Their core work is to advise on the law, draft legal documents, and then appear in court. Mm. So I've got some business clients who have had either been sued or want to sue someone, and so they've come to me. And they can go directly to a barrister. And one of the first things, if you're going to sue someone, is to get merits on your claim to whether or not you actually have a bona fide claim. Because if you haven't, you're going to waste your money.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't by any means need to be large things. You can go to barristers for all sorts of things, from advice and drafting documents.
Right. Absolutely. And that's interesting, isn't it? Many years ago, I was involved in a legal dispute. This was back in a day when you had to go through a solicitor, and I had, and we'd engaged a barrister, but we weren't going to court. Barrister was giving us advice on precedent and case law, because the solicitors weren't too sure.
Sure.
And we went and engaged a barrister who said, well, don't think you're on dodgy ground with that, but you could do this. But in so-and-so versus so-and-so, the judge actually...
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. Mm. It's strength and weaknesses of cases, and their expert knowledge can put you right.
Fabulous. So, coming back to your role in this, Russell, as the barrister broker, I'm kind of making assumptions that it does what it says on the tin, that I've got an issue that I want to help with. I can come to you and say, look, I've got an issue with this. Can you recommend someone? Is that kind of how
I mean, basically, people will, let's say somebody rang me up. A lot of my work is divorce related.
Right.
So they may be going through divorce. Quite often, they actually have solicitors. Mm. And quite often, clients will say that it's getting expensive. I'm looking at other options. And that's 85% of my clients were with solicitors. So they will simply make contact. I'll make an assessment of whether it's something that's suitable for a barrister.
Yeah.
Because the main point that people should know is that if you are going to a barrister, you have to deal with the project management, the administrative side of your case yourself, which is where you save a great deal of money. So if you were going through the court system, you would be a litigant in person, but you're using the barrister as much or as little as you want to do the various legal aspects. So it's quite flexible.
Right. Okay, cool. And presumably you have, a database, a contact book, a black book of barristers that you work with?
I work with a small pool of barristers. You can go to a barrister's chambers with 50 or 60 barristers, which is what I used to do in my old days. But I work with half a dozen barristers who specialise in different areas of law, who I've worked with in the past, who are very good.
Right.
So any barrister that I arrange I don't ring up book a barrister.
Sure.
They have a personal connection with me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's a lot of the value that I bring.
Yeah.
Because if you just go to a lawyer, you really don't know how good they're going to be. And most things you read about them are on their own websites. So, you know, if you're looking for someone, you want to know what their social proof is through various mediums. But that's one of the benefits that I bring, is they're tried and tested, they're trial advocates, and they're very good.
Right, okay, cool, understand that. You made reference to matrimonial cases, which is a large part of what you do.
Yes.
Are there any other areas, presumably the other biggies are things like motoring law and
stuff? I was going to say motoring.
But don't get involved in any of that.
It's a specialist, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, it's. I tend to deal more with personal matters, so divorce, contact and residence of children.
Right.
On the business side, there's breach of contract, which is the big one, and also contested wills. They are the areas that I really work in, and the barristers that I work with specialise in that. I don't get involved in other stuff that I'm not overly clear on, so it's quite specific to what I do.
So you kind of focus on those
areas. I focus on the cases that I know as a clerk,
right,
and that the barristers I work with are specialists.
Tell us about breach of contract. Can you give us any ideas on something you've worked on?
Well, I can give you, this is a good example. I had a client 2.5 years ago who came to me, read an article about me, and he basically lent a family member quite a lot of money, and he wanted to get it back. He'd been quoted £60,000 by solicitors to litigate it. Anyway, to cut a long story short, I put a senior barrister in place from start to finish, so from the letter before claim all the way through to a trial before the High Court. The fees came out at $24,000. This is a large claim.
Right.
So that, so from being quoted $60,000, which would have included a barrister's fees, he went straight to a senior barrister via me, went on for 2 years this, went through the process. He came out, he won the case at court, and as I say, the difference between what was quoted to him to what he actually paid is huge. And that's a larger scale case, but that's an example.
Wow. And that is pretty significant.
It's massive. It's and to get a win on an indemnity basis as well is a terrific result, and the client's obviously delighted.
Yeah, absolutely. Because a lot of the things that you identify, especially in matrimonial, the fees can rack up quite considerably.
I mean, it's the dreaded hourly rates, which I absolutely despise with a passion. And so work when you're coming to barristers via me, it's on a fixed fee basis. The only time I use hourly rates is ongoing correspondence, and it's all very, very, very clear. But the vast majority of work, a conference, a written advice, a hearing, it's a fixed fee. And that doesn't change.
Okay.
So I can once I've made an assessment of the client's papers, the what work might be involved, then I'll fix the fee. There's a contract on that, fee's paid. And that's it.
Right.
If any further, if any more work's done, if it took longer than we thought it might take, there's no additional charge to the client. Otherwise, that simply wouldn't be a fixed fee. So fixed fees are properly fixed fees.
Okay, that's unusual and good, isn't it?
It's what people need. I mean, consumers want to know what they're going to pay. They don't want to have the work done and get a bill later.
Yeah.
And this is part of this is the trouble. And I think legal services are changing so much that, you know, this hourly rate is going to go. I mean, there are certain ways that it can work, but generally speaking, it's a no-no.
Yeah. I've got to be careful here, but I did have one a while back. I was doing some work with a solicitor who was doing some work for me, and he'd been putting the contract together for me, and I made a change to the contract. It was totally down to me, and I emailed him and I said, could you change that? And he went, well, yeah, it will cost you an extra £75. And I went, why? He said, well, just the time taken to do it. And I went, well, you just wasted half of that, telling me.
Yes.
So, no, I'm with you on that. Fixed fees is a great way to go.
Cool. Yeah.
So, you're doing matrimonial work, you're doing contract work and things like that. Have you, from you as a business person point of view, where do you think that you're taking your business? Is it? Do you intend to keep it as a personal service business that you're doing? Are you looking to grow it? Are you looking to expand into other areas?
I'm very much keen on the personal service side. Yeah. Really, that's why I do it. Actually,
right.
I'm dealing directly with the client. I'm in the middle throughout the process. I'm a great believer in proper client service, you know, and that's something I'm quite passionate about, actually.
Right.
What I don't like to see are people being charged for services they don't necessarily need, or they could be done much more efficiently and cost effectively by others. So while I want to grow my business in terms of clients and things like that, I don't want to get so big where I suddenly need administration help and stuff like that, because that's the personal side that actually gives me a lot of reward for doing that.
Cool. Good. I tell you what, how do people get hold of you if they come across the need to engage your services? How do we find out?
Yeah, well, you can if you Google the barrister broker, I will appear. If you like magic, yes, like magic, I'm everywhere on the internet. But if you want to ring me, I'm on 01732 866 562.
Okay, and they can follow you on the Twitter as well.
They can follow me on Twitter. Please,
Barrister
do.
Broker
at Barrister Broker.
Cool, Russell. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunk Show. Been an absolute pleasure to hear from you.
Thanks ever so much,
Paul. And all power to you.
Thank you very much.
Cool.
I'll ask him which show he prefers after when we're off air.
We know. Yeah. We know.
Obviously,
I love them both. I love them both.
Yeah. He's from the legal profession. You're never going to get anything out of him, are you?
They can put it in writing.
Yeah.
We had a tweet from Nurse Liz Jewelson in Maryland, who sets her alarm for the Superior Show, Scoff and Quaff, live every Tuesday, 11 a.m. And she said, where is that? How can I listen to that other show? Meaning this one.
Same way you listened to the last
whole
rubbish.
Yeah.
Cool. We've had a tweet from another new listener, Create TW. Oh, yes, please can we have a shout out? The Tunbridge Wells Winter Lantern Parade on the 7th of February, and they're fundraising now. Now, what they've given me is a shortened link to a fundraising site. I am going to try and read it out for you, but don't worry. What I will do is put a link to it on the Kent Business Radio website, so you will be able to find the link on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But for the moment, the link is Indiegogo, I-N-D-I-E-G-O-G-O, indiegogo.com/projects/Tunbridge-Wells-Winter-Lantern-Parade-2015.
Don't hyperventilate.
Hyperventilate. So it's... projects/Tunbridge Wells Winter Lantern Parade 2015.
That sounds lovely.
And that is hyphenated all the way through. But I will put a link on the Kent Business Radio website. And the other easy way of finding out is just to follow them on the Twitter. And their Twitter handle is CreateTW. So thank you very much for bringing that to our attention. And I hope it's a rip-roaring success.
It does sound good. You know, I know you wouldn't let me speak at the beginning of the show. So now here's my chance.
Now she's going to dominate. Yeah.
Well, what I was going to say was, all this, you know, we were saying, weren't we, Russell, all this blimmin'... what was it, fasting and detoxing in January, is all wrong. You know, it's just too cold. You need these little winter lantern processions.
Well, I'm doing dry January at the moment, apart from my lapse this morning
Jules. You terribly lapsed.
But otherwise, I'm really enjoying it, and I feel a lot fitter.
Do you? How long have you been doing it? An hour?
Jules is...
No, not even. You've already lapsed. I mean, for God's sake, only a man can say I'm doing... It's all wrong.
Jules is doing wet January and gargling February.
But I do think it's, you know, I like to eat healthy. I cook from scratch. I eat organic. I do. My co-presenter there is snorting.
She eats healthy in between her meals, basically. Yes. It's what she does.
But it's all wrong. It's all right if you're Gwynny, as we said, you know, in LA, you know, what's she doing? Surfboarding along the boulevard or whatever she does. But on her gloop thing. But, you know, you can't live like that. You need a little bit of pudding, don't you, darling, in January when it's... Bleak.
Well, I think you have a lot of pudding in December, don't you? That's the whole thing, isn't it?
Well, Jules has a lot of pudding every week, for goodness sake.
I'm sorry, the time to detox, in my opinion, is when the spring
comes. You're dead.
Isn't that called festering?
Yeah, no, that's good decomposing. Yeah, she detoxes with a good decompose when she's long dead.
Yeah, it's rigor mortis. But I think, you know, when the sun comes out in sort of April, May... You know, and the crocuses start coming up and things. Then maybe
you can eat crocuses.
Yeah, you can.
I've got an email here.
From
the Kent Cancer Trust, supporting research for Kent, cancer research and treatment, past, present, and future. A lecture by Professor Michelle Garrett, Professor of Cancer Therapeutics at the University of Kent. Come and hear what's happening now in cancer research in your universities. Taking place tomorrow, Wednesday the 21st of January at 7 p.m. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. It's the Michael Berry Lecture Theatre, which is room OG46, at the Old Session House, Canterbury Christchurch University, Canterbury.
Well, where's the Old Session House?
It's in Canterbury.
That sounds great. I want to go there.
And the whole thing is organised by Dr. Carol Trim.
Is she?
Yeah. Wife of our good friend, Dr. Steve Trim from Venom Tech.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So that's tomorrow evening, Wednesday the 21st of January, at the Michael Berry Lecture Theatre at the Old Sessions House, Canterbury Christchurch University, the Kent Cancer Trust, and doors open at 6:30. If you'd like to find out more and you didn't get it from me reading it out, do contact me and I will give you the details. But do go along if you have an interest in that research, and I'm sure you do.
I expect, as their Trim, they probably do a little January detox.
I'm sure they do. The Federation of Small Business has a Grow Your Business with an Apprentice event in Canterbury, and it's on Friday, January the 30th, and it's at 12 p.m. until 2 p.m, and it's at Bike Tart, which is Unit 14, Bar and Business Park, Canterbury, CT4, 6LN. Don't just hear from your local MP, Julian Brazier, on the benefits of employing an apprentice. Hear from an employer and an apprentice themselves. FSB members and non-members welcome. You can find out about the FSB apprenticeship workshop in Canterbury by going to their website, which is fsb.org.uk/Kent and Medway. And there is a link to the FSB Kent and Medway site on the Kent Business Radio website, so do have a look at that. And also, while we're talking about the Federation of Small Business, they have recently, for 2015, elected a new regional chairman for the Kent and Medway area.
It's not Mr. you, is it, again?
No, it is not me.
That makes a change.
Mr. Bill Fox.
I love Bill Fox.
Yeah. And he's just sent us a little note that says, Happy New Year from the Kent Regional Team. With a general election on the horizon, Kent Federation of Small Business will be busy meeting with MPs as well as prospective parliamentary candidates from all parties to bring your business issues to their attention. We shall be holding two small business hustings this March, giving you the opportunity to quiz future MPs on what they could do to help small business. Do join us and do bring a colleague. The first one is...
Bring a colleague. Oh, sorry, meant sort of one man and his dog. You worried me. Carry on.
The first one is on the 25th of March, and it's at Dover. And the second one is on the 31st of March, and that's at Rochester and Strood. And there's also some networking events, and you can meet fellow small business owners and hear from a guest speaker at one or more events across the county. And you can get advice, tips and background notes on what it takes to build a successful small business. You can find out by visiting their website, fsb.org.uk/Kent and Medway, for more details. But just a taster, on the 30th of January, there's the Grow Your Business Apprenticeship, which I've just read out. On the 10th of February, there's a new member meetup at Western Hanger Castle, at Hive, that's behind the old Folkestone Racecourse, and that's a fabulous venue, do go to that. And then on the 20th of February, there's Grow Your Business with an Apprentice, which is the same one I read out, but this one's at the Medway Innovation Centre. And that's with best regards from Bill Fox, the new regional chairman of the Federation of Small Business, Kent and Medway.
We met him, do you remember? We met Foxy down at the opening of that...
An envelope?
No, it was the birthday that we went to. It wasn't opening, but do you remember the birthday of the hotel down in Folkestone?
Yeah. Daniel San Giuseppe's place.
Yeah.
Burlington House,
yeah,
Hotel at Folkestone.
Lovely brother.
Yeah. Who, Bill's?
Daniel's
brother,
Daniel's
Chris.
Daniel's lovely brother, yeah.
All right.
It wasn't just Chris, though, was it? It was like Christa Dulu Popolu or something. Some gorgeous
San Giuseppe.
Name. Yeah, something Italian.
Oh, stop lusting.
Gorgeous of us.
Anyway, we met Bill Fox, who's
a
really
nice
guy. I gave
him a Twitter
guy.
Lesson.
Yeah, anyway, we met Bill Fox, who's the incoming chairman of the Federation of Small Business. And Bill also runs, if I get this right, the Kent Business Academy.
Yeah.
Which is a coaching and mentoring
organisation. I'm sure you've got it right. You get everything right.
We've had a tweet from lovely Lisa and team over at Telcare on Medway Rochester City Estate. Telcare, the telecoms providers over there who are listening in. Thank you for joining us. And Miriam McGurk has also tweeted to say she's listening, as has Chris Pollard.
I've been listening, reading her blogs. Fantastic photos from Turkey and blogs. She's writing a new book, you know.
Is she really?
Yeah. I tell you, not concentrating. I'm going to read something.
No, I'm reading the tweets and you're waffling at me.
Networking breakfast with guest speaker Damien Collins, the MP. This is Friday the 23rd of January. And this is the Burlington Hotel, Folkestone. Did you pop this in? As if it's by magic.
It's great when it all comes together,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's where we went for the opening of our
That'll
envelope.
Be Daniel San Giuseppe and Chris San Giuseppe's exactly. hotel then, won't
that's
it?
That's spooky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that spooky? It's spooky.
Speaky.
7:15 a.m. tonight,
yeah.
9:45.
Quite.
A.m. Members are £15.
You got all posh all of a sudden.
I was getting spooky. I was being Dame Edna, wasn't I? You were saying Dame Edna.
That's not Dame Edna.
It was.
Darlings, possums.
Darlings, yes. Anyway, right, Kent Invicta Chamber, focus.co.uk is the website to go. You get a full English and tea and coffee. So that is Friday the 23rd of January at the Burlington Hotel, 7:15, early start there.
Yeah, well.
And there's one that says, hi Paul, with no mention of me.
Good. That's what I like.
They're looking for partners and investors for their business. This is from Bernard Sparks, and I'm just seeing how I can get my own back, Bernard. But let's read out your website. So it's www.playthegame.biz. And www.convoythegame.com. And he says, Convoy is easy to learn in 10 minutes, challenges a player's use of skill and strategy. It's a fast-moving, quick-to-play game. No chance for Paul Andrews then. It's enjoyed by both men and women across a large demographic. No chance for Paul Andrews then. Easy transcends language barriers. No chance for Paul Andrews. Once you start playing, you won't want to stop. One game is never
enough.
You
missed a cue there.
No chance for Paul Andrews. Players can win cash prizes. So it's playthegame.biz. And it's a newly established business formed for the express purpose of exploiting the exclusive license it holds to develop events, tournaments and leagues for Convoy, the card strategy game, to be played in pubs, clubs, hotels and other venues in the UK.
Cool.
Can you play cards?
Cards?
Mm.
I haven't for many years. I used to play.
What did you play?
I used to play Canasta quite a lot.
I thought that was something, you know.
No, that's
Spanish dancing.
That's castanets. I used to play canasta quite a lot and cribbage.
Cribbage.
Yeah, cribbage.
I never really developed beyond snap.
No, it doesn't
shame,
surprise me.
It?
Yeah, well, once you 3 bottles in, you can't focus on the cards, really, can you?
My kids are very good at cards. What about you, Russ? Can you play?
No, not really. I've never been into cards. I mean, as a family, we used to play something called sevens. I don't know if that's still
yeah,
playing,
yeah, yeah.
That's about it. I can't remember how to play
that. What about you, Rich? You play cards?
No, not really, Jules. I can't say that I do. I mean, I've had some great games of pairs over the years.
What's pairs?
Oh yeah, pairs.
Is that a card game?
Yes, yeah, it is.
Well, it's not playing cards.
Is that like Happy Families, Mr. Pears?
It is quite similar to Happy Families, actually. Yeah, surprisingly. Yeah.
Not academic then.
Yeah. Okay. Have you finished now?
No, I was just interested in our guess.
Yeah.
Sure. There's another one for High Paul. I'll read that. Hi, Paul, with no mention of me.
I'm liking this more and more.
This is from Jessica, the account manager, .impact, and it says, hope this message finds you well. We'll be holding our first 2015 digital seminar for business leaders on the 22nd of January. That's 2 days' time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great opportunity to get in-depth understanding of the digital marketing ecosystem and to network with other businesses. You need to go to www.dotimpact.co.uk/seminars. I have been drinking.
You have indeed, haven't you? She's laying on the floor, listener, by the way.
Now, the bottom of this email, it's got Ken Heron's number. Let's give him a call.
Yeah, we could do, except we haven't got any time because we've got a bazillion tweets.
Go on then.
And folks, I will try and get round to all your tweets, but we've got a lot to cover today. Thank you. Do keep tweeting, but we've got a lot of tweets. So I'm going to read one more from another new listener, the TCHG Foundation. And on the Twitter, they're T and C Foundation. We have things that might be of interest to your listeners, some great training opportunities and local events. And they've directed us to another Twitter account, which is Young Startup Tal. Young Startup T-A-L. That's all one word. Young Startup Talent is what it stands for. So do follow that and find out what that is all about. But they have tweeted us in. And the lovely Juliet Shand of 3AAA Academy over there in Maidstone has tweeted to say she's listening live for a change. She normally only listens on the catch-up. So thank you for joining us, Juliet. It's lovely to have you listening live.
I wonder if she's having a little light lunch while she's listening.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, what we're going to do now is play a bit more tunage.
Tunage.
And when we come back, we're going to speak to our next guest.
Can't wait. What are you playing?
I've got another 1985 number.
Is this you on your canastas?
It is.
Maracas?
It is.
What is it then?
Don't you know?
No. I think I was in Cairo.
I'm talking to you. Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
Jobsinkent.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk with me, Paul Andrews, the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Sirkin on this Tuesday, the 20th of January. That was Tears for Fears with Shout, which Jules doesn't remember because she was in Cairo, apparently.
I think I was in Cairo, allegedly. Frolicking, yeah.
Quite possibly. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our second guest of the day onto the Business Bunker Show, Mr. Richard Howes of Bridger House. Richard, welcome to the Business Bunker Show. Thank you so much for joining us. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here.
It's fantastic to be here, Paul. I appreciate you having me. I enjoy listening to you guys, and I've loved interacting with your listeners. And, yeah, it's fantastic to be here in person.
Fantastic, and it's really good to see you. And you've been doing a lot of things on Twitter with us during the last week, promoting your appearance on the show, which is really brilliant. Why don't you start off, Richard, by telling the listeners a bit about what Bridger House actually does?
Yeah, absolutely. Probably the best way for me to put it to the listeners is to use some buzzwords that they hear a lot about, and then probably tell you how we interpret those. We do PR content marketing. We write blogs and we manage Twitter accounts and we do press releases. They're all things that are probably going to mean a lot to your listeners. But what we try to do is translate them in a way that's going to engage the audiences of our clients. And I think that's the important point to make. And if there's one takeaway that I'd like people to take from my comments here, it's that you've just got to consider your audience with what you're doing. So we provide content and we engage audiences and we start at that end. We don't approach our clients and say we've got great big grand databases of 50, 60,000 in certain geographies, because a lot of our clients, their purchasing audience and the people they want to engage just simply doesn't amass to that number.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. I got a phone call the other day saying, Rich, did you know, or in fact they said, as you are aware, which I wasn't, they said, as you're aware, it's National Pothole Day on Thursday, and it didn't mean anything to me at the time, but the point is, that's a real focused, it is of importance to people, but you have to be very, very careful about the kind of content that you're producing to engage that audience. So we back ourselves to be a real specialist in that area. I'm a trained journalist.
I was going to ask you about that, because your background is in journalism, isn't it?
It is indeed, and I think that's an important string to our bow. I was trained as a journalist and was cut my teeth on local newspapers, which is a brilliant training ground for any young person trying to learn the art of the written word and explain a story. So frighteningly, that was 15 years ago now when I was doing that, and then branched from there into trade media, where I met my business partner, the Bridger side of Bridger House, and between us we bring people 4 decades of business to business media experience, which we feel is really, really important. There's an awful lot of people who are real media gurus and have a great deal of savvy in that sector, but what we feel separates us is our ability to write really, really brilliant content, whether it's long articles or social media or other things, and focus that to a specific audience.
Absolutely. I really like what you said there as well, because so many people miss this point, that it's about the demographic. It isn't about numbers. You know, numbers is very 20th century. In the last century, because of the route to market was so limited, you just threw numbers at everything.
Yep.
That doesn't even work anymore, and it's certainly not necessary, as you highlighted yourself there. It's about demographic. It's about knowing the market that you're attacking and focusing on it. And it doesn't matter if that market's 1,000 people or 1,000,000 people. It is the market.
Absolutely. And we never try and impress any of our clients with any numbers in that sense. We're not ashamed to say that Paul, on a couple of our databases, we've literally got 30 or 40 people.
Sure.
Because the products that we're working with are that niche and that focus, that yeah. they're the people who need to receive that message. And sometimes you're packaging a message to be received by someone so they can then pass it on. But that's what we really, really drum home to people is, is just consider your order. We have people who say to us, look, you know, Rich, we want to work with you guys because we've just ditched all our print media and we're going to launch a digital media campaign. And I'm like, okay, sounds good. What have you done so far? And they said, well, we've got a Twitter account. And I'm like, okay, so, you know, what clients have you got that are on Twitter? Well, you know, not so many of them yet, because it's not. So you kind of then, okay, we've got. Then you have to start an educational process.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's a Twitter's fantastic. It's a great vehicle for us, particularly on a networking level, but. But, you know, for goodness sake, you've got to make sure that your audience is on these platforms where you're portraying your message.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you anymore. It's one of the things that drives me nuts when you see people on Twitter that have bazillions of followers, and then when you look, they're all over the place. They're Russian prostitutes, they're people in the Far East. No, they are. I know, because I follow... No. And, you know, and basically they bought in a list, or, you know, they've just followed anyone and got people randomly following. They haven't thought it through at all about a demographic. You're absolutely right.
Well, the thing that makes me laugh as well is that people that retweet without reading what they're retweeting, and they retweet me, you know, stuff when I've said, you know, we're live now, and they retweet it a month later.
And the repetition on there is astounding when things are incorrect as well, and it proves how poorly managed some of these accounts. There's a real big media company that I follow on there, and they keep retweeting this this blog that they've written, and they've got this magic list of set, you know, the magic 5 points that you've got to follow, and points 1 and 4 are exactly the same. They've just copied and pasted them, but it's just remarkable. So again, as you said, Paul. Word of caution there for your listeners, that some of these accounts have got loads and loads of followers, and it really is now becoming less of a yardstick, less of a benchmark.
How many followers you've got,
it really is all about quality and the level of consultation and engagement that you're able to provide.
Absolutely, absolutely. From your point of view in Bridger House, Rich. Obviously, you're very astute at the social media platforms, because I've seen you follow you and your Facebook pages and your LinkedIn accounts and your tweets and stuff like that. Do you tend to exclusively deal in online digital, or are you still doing print based stuff?
No, not at all. A lot of what we do is still print, Paul. And in fact, we say to our clients a lot of the time, particularly if you're in a business that's got some really respected, high-value trade journals, you absolutely need to have a voice in there. Mm. And one of the things that print does as well, where it provides a bit of a slow burner, where what we say to people is, if it can be very, very expensive to advertise in any form of print, but imagine how effective it would be if a trade journal editor or a local newspaper editor or a reporter doing the rounds on the local rag, if they get to know you as the go-to person when there's an issue. If you're a shopkeeper, for example, imagine how effective it would be if when there's an issue with the traffic or an issue in the area, if the local press know you as someone who's going to have a comment, imagine how valuable that is for your business, rather than just spending a significant amount of money on a one-off advertising placement. So no, absolutely, we're very passionate that print still has a role to play. I love, you know, print, as it serves as a great screen break for me and a phone break when you're looking at a screen for so many hours a day. I still
curl up with a newspaper.
Absolutely, yeah. And that industry's been cleansed a little bit, because there was a time when it was so much print media and a magazine for everything, but because of the costs involved and the challenge on the profit margins with paper and design and everything, distribution, which is very expensive, the print vehicles that are out there now, a lot of the ones that have survived, provide a real quality message. And again, a lot of the print organisations have spun off in to do events and things like that. And if you are working with a real quality print-based vehicle that absolutely we encourage our clients involved with that.
Plus all the papers now have got great websites, so you get onto their website when you're there as well.
Indeed, and we try to, through social, a lot of the time it's a chain of information, and you might start at one end with a real sort of in-depth white paper or technical article, and then you can feed to that from the Twitter feed and take excerpts from it or link to larger content. So for us, it's very much about a content mix and an overview. And go back to what I said, if in the industry where you work, if everyone's still reading print and they're still reading the trade magazine, then you need to be there as well. So it really, again, all starts from the audience, which is when all our consultations with our clients, that's where they start, who you're looking to engage and what message you think they're going to be receptive to.
I think Rich said something very interesting, which I find too, because I spend all day in front of a computer now, which I hate, but it's become the nature of the beast. And I like to curl up with a paper,
bottle.
a glass of wine and a paper. But I went to a restaurant recently and, they're bringing in all iPads and stuff like that. And I know it's sexy, but I actually prefer to look at a proper wine list on a piece of paper than to look at, always a screen, because my eyes get knackered from looking at a screen. And it's the same with my Kindle. I bought a Kindle. I think it's great. I love it. The Kindle Paperwhite, is it called? It's amazing, but it's not like a paperback. For me, it's not like...
Can't light the fire with it.
You can't light the fire. But do you know what I mean? I still think that people are going to get tired of tablets and things. We'll always need them, but there's nothing like a real beautiful glossy mag or...
I agree with Rich as well about the print media as a whole genre is suffering from a business model point of view. But trade magazines and specialist magazines are still going from strength to strength. I won't bother you with why I know about it, but it's not something I normally do. But there is a magazine that I was looking at a couple of years ago with a project I was involved in called Carp World. And it's a fishing magazine.
Carp World.
It is. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't carp recipes. It was fishing, definitely. And it's got a massive readership. And they looked at putting it online, and the readership just went... So they went back to print. And,
One of the things I really, really don't like is those digital magazines, which you kind of have the flappy pages
in
it.
Yeah.
I really don't. And that, for me, that's...
And you've got all the ads coming in as well.
Absolutely. For me, that's not a way where I see the migration of magazines. I still see that they have a role, but I think social media and websites alongside that is a good way to go. And
Within Bridger House, you tend to specialise in some niche markets. I know you're heavily involved in the lifting market, but tell our listeners a little bit about the markets that you tend to... I know you do all kinds of things, but there are some areas that you're quite prevalent in.
You're absolutely right, Paul, and that started when I met my business partner Mark Bridger in 2005. That was on a magazine writing about lifting equipment.
Right.
And the kind of Bridger House is born out of two things that came from that, really. One is that we picked up an awful lot of clients in the lifting business, an awful lot of component manufacturers, and that saw us branch into some of the markets that consume lifting equipment, oil and gas on a high end level, or you on a manufacturing or automotive sector when you've got the low capacity workstation cranes. But we also realised that we were very good at writing about anything that engaged a niche audience. So we have another client that produces winter maintenance equipment.
That's what you need, Paul.
Well, winter maintenance.
Or any maintenance.
I need a good sort out, mate. Yeah, sorry, Rich.
And anyone really, and again, it goes back to what I was saying about the audience. When you're dealing with where we've found that we've been very successful and our pitches have been looked upon favourably over our competition, is that we back ourselves to present these products in a way that... I mean, people who like lifting equipment, who work with lifting equipment, who need, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're boring people who only like cranes. These are people who still need to be informed, educated, and entertained, regardless of what walk of life they're in. So. Yeah, we find it is challenging, and I'll be honest, sometimes a client gives you a brief or something and you're like, oh my, you know, how on earth are we going to try and get some good wordage out of this? But somehow we manage it, and the clients seem thrilled to bits, and obviously, like, you know, like with what all of us do, that it's a great feeling when you get positive feedback, or you can see that something's led to a profitable outcome, or and that gives us a huge amount of satisfaction. And very similar where there's a synergy with what Russell was saying earlier in the show, we provide a very consultative approach, and we don't really want to lose that. It's very, very important given what we cover, that we have a very, very hands-on relationship with our clients, and we're very, very consultative to their needs.
Right. Cool. Plummy.
Looking at your website, just going to give it a little shout-out, even though I haven't got my glasses on. It's www.bridger, B-R-I-D-G-E-R, Howes, H-O-W-E-S.com. And you're based in Bermondsey, are you, or have I made that up?
You've not really made it up. You've given the truth some scope. I'm not too far from there. I'm based in SE12. Mark's in West Sussex. We sort of say we have three footprints, if you like. One in North Kent in DA15, where I grew up. One where I live in SE12 in South London.
SE12, is that Balham? No, SE is...
Balham is an SE postcode, but we're heading out a little bit, slightly closer to Kent, near Greenwich, Blackheath,
oh, nice.
that sort of way. Yeah. So, depending on how well you know the area, yeah, I say I live near Greenwich and Blackheath.
I wonder what he was going to say there earlier as well, because I remember a certain little yellow van that used to have Madrid, Paris and Peckham on it. Absolutely. Rich, we could talk about this forever. Sadly, we're kind of running out of time. People that want to know about the media and PR services that Bridger House provide, how can they get in contact with you?
Well, the best thing to do is do what Jules just did and go on the website. It's Bridger House, BRIDGERHOWES.com. There's an at Bridger House Twitter handle. There's an info at email address on there. And given the nature of our business, we back ourselves to be pretty communicative and pretty responsive. So I'd urge any of your listeners to have a look on there, engage with us on Twitter. We'd be thrilled to work with them.
Fantastic. Rich, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you and hear about the work of Bridger House, and all power to you. Keep on keeping on.
It's been a joy. Thanks, Paul. I'd love to come back. Thanks
and you'd
again.
Be more than welcome to come back and explore that in some more depth, because there's a load of interesting stuff that you told us about. You're absolutely right about identifying different demographics and how we go about communicating with those demographics. So it is something that we will definitely invite you back on to do again, because it is a conversation that we can have in more depth when we've got a longer show and we've got more time to explore it, which will be really good. So, no, you're welcome back anytime, Rich, and thank you so much for joining us this week on a cold and wet and snowy day down in Romney Marsh.
It's time once again for the Kiba Awards. The Kent Excellence in Business Awards have a high profile, and winning this accolade will say a lot about the quality of your organisation and the strength of your management team. Entries must be received by Friday, the 27th of January at 5 p.m. And the Kibas are free to enter and open to any business or organisation which is based and operating in Kent and Medway, excluding London Borough postcodes, so not Bromley, Bexley and Orpington.
Cool. Just while you're talking about that, I saw a thing today.
You can interrupt me if you wish.
Yeah, I'm going to. I saw a thing today that some academic has demanded that Dartford should now be included in London instead of Kent.
It's funny, these Kent ones, aren't they? Because Bexley and Orpington were originally Kent. But
And loads of people in Bexley and Bromley and Orpington and Petswood still believe they are in Kent, although they're a London borough.
Yeah.
But I mean, why not
Dartford?
Yeah, but why not give up and just make Kent a suburb of London? I mean, that's what a politician's trying to do anyway. But
let's not talk about that. Let's talk about not charging through the Dartford Tunnel, which gets my goat.
Yeah. So have you finished reading that?
Not really, but
I got bored listening.
But it's on the it's on the Kent Business Radio website, which is kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Thank you. I had a tweet
Ken
from
Heron's woken up, by the way.
Has he? Hi, yeah. Ken. Well, it's only early in the morning out there in Florida.
He's woken up.
He's probably been picking fresh oranges for his breakfast.
Yeah, from his neighbour's garden.
Yeah, yeah. Scrumping, we call that, Ken. Yeah. Scrumping, that is.
Engineering skills funding open for bids. A £10 million government grant scheme to boost engineering skills has opened for bids from smaller firms with fewer than 250 employees. And the fund is the final part of a £30 million initiative that was launched following Professor Perkins' review of engineering skills in 2013. I'd like to meet Professor Perkins.
Hmm. Had a tweet from Digital Beans.
Have you?
Yeah, which will be Papyrus.
Oh.
Excited about the Business Bunker today, hearing all your big news. So thank you for that, Pip, and the team at Digital Beans over there in, I think they're in Roper Avenue or something now in Canterbury, aren't they?
Just been followed by celebrity divorce after Russell.
They're trying. No, that's Gavin.
Very, very amusing. Celebrity divorce. They're tweeting about Clint Eastwood and wife dying. Celebrity divorce. Actor and Mrs. Eastwood. Blah de blah. But I wonder if they're listening in. How interesting.
Yeah cool. I had a tweet from Bill Skinner over there in Tenterton and Otford, I believe. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Happy New Year to you all on Channel Radio and the Business Bunker Show. Have a great show today. Can we have a shout-out, please? Of course you can, Bill. Bill has two galleries, one in Tenterton and one in Otford, I believe. And he's a jewellery designer, and he makes the most gorgeous stuff. So do check them out, Tenterton. And they've also got an online site
as well. Isn't that where you met Ollie?
It is indeed, yeah, the photographer, yeah.
He gets you in a really good light.
Exactly. And that's billskinner.co.uk is their website, and their two outlets are in Tenterton and Otford. So do check them out. Some gorgeous, gorgeous stuff designed and made by Bill. The Bridge Trust has tweeted, Vanilla Web and her, they mention you. And all the Business Bunker world, the barrister broker talks a lot of sense. He's an all-round good guy, and he paddles a mean dragon boat too.
I've asked for photos. There's a free invitation, exclusive business building seminar. This is the Wealden Business Group, WBG, and it's at the Little Silver Country Hotel in Tenterden on Wednesday, the 21st of January, so that's mañana. It's delivered by top business coach Andrew Priestley, and it's a two-hour seminar, strategies for small and medium enterprises. And the website is www.wealden-business-group.co.uk.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Brolly Buddies.
Oh, yeah.
They say, hey, it's my Edenbridge neighbour, Barrister Broker, on Channel Radio, on the Business Bunker Show. Hello. Hello, Brolly Burris.
You've got a lot of fans.
Yeah,
he
has, yeah.
Ted Bassett Myers, on the Twitter, he's at Bassett, with two T's, Myers, MYERSPT, personal trainer, is offering four Business Bunker listeners free everything in January. That's Pilates, yoga, personal training assessments, massage,
cool,
which I would like.
We've had a tweet from Lee Willis, who tweets every week anyway, from Ancorians Football Club.
Oh, yeah.
But this week he's saying, great show, Business Bunker, Vanilla Web and Jules. Ancorians Football Club have a free futsal at the Bishop of Rochester School this Thursday, 5 to 6pm, and it's for school years 7 to 8. So that's at the Bishop of Rochester School. It's a futsal event this Thursday, 5 to 6pm. Lee, if you're listening, do you guys do walking football as well? If you could let me know, I'd be interested in finding out about that.
Walking football?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that all you're up to now? Dribbling?
Yeah, something like that. Another listener that I don't know, Sue Bassett.
That's Ted Bassett Myers' lovely wife.
Right.
She's
okay.
Asking you, telling you about the Whitstable thing, isn't she?
Yeah, have you done that one?
No, you do it.
Okay.
You're so much better than I.
So she said, Vanilla Web, Whitword for local writers. It's an event tonight at the Horsebridge in Whitstable at 7:15. It's only £2 to get in, and you will get to meet the author Peggy Riley and get some advice and writing tips. So that's at the Horsebridge tonight, the 20th of January. Horsebridge in Whitstable, 7:15 PM. A measly £2 to get in. Follow Sue Bassett 7 on the Twitter if you want to find out more.
You see, I bet old Ken Heron doesn't say measly on his show, for example. Your invitation to a charity dinner in aid of a great cause. This is Pestalozzi International Village Trust, which supports bright young people from some of the world's poorest countries. The dinner includes a champagne reception, superb four-course meal, fabulous auction, and they've got music by X Factor singer Beth Wilson and Legends Disco. £40 a head, black tie, and it's email Sue Kimber, K-I-M-B-E-R, 61 at hotmail.com. Did I say when it was? It's Saturday the 31st of January at the Little Silver Country Hotel.
Fantastic. In we're going to have to speed up now because we're almost out of time.
You're already on helium.
I know. Alex Waterton of F Keys has tweeted, it's your last chance for next Wednesday's Outlook Taster session at Discovery Park. It's only £55 per person and you can book your place by ringing Medway 01634 512 3456. 01634 512 3456. I recommend you go on that. Alex is a brilliant teacher, and it doesn't matter how experienced you think you are using Outlook email, he will tell you some tips and tricks that you just never knew that will increase your productivity. I spent an hour with Alex a couple of years ago and he just blew me away with the stuff that made it so much easier. I even got round to answering some of Jules's emails. And I never do that. Yeah. But he made it so easy. So do try and book that.
He's coming round to me next Thursday.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Stay away from the wardrobe, Alex.
Billy Jean's in, there's no room.
Yeah. Follow Alex on the Twitter at F Keys.
Institute of Directors have got the latest economic forecast with Phil Eckersley of the Bank of England. This is on the 22nd, so that's 2 days' time, at the Tudor Marriott Hotel and Golf Club. Ashford Road, Maidstone, that's M for Mother, E for Egbert, 144, N for Norman, Q for Correct, 7:45 to 10:30 in the morning, and it's £15 plus VAT. Institute of Directors.
P for pterodactyl. She's really good at phonetic alphabets. We've had a tweet from Canaan Beer. It says, good afternoon, Paul and Jules. Keep up the great work on the Business Bunker Show. That's from Paul at Canaan Beer. So thank you, Paul. Thank you for that. We've got loads more tweets, but we're not going to get around to reading them out. I'm sorry, guys. Do tweet us again next week and we'll read them out if we missed you this week.
Thursday 19th of March, we've got the Mercury and Maidstone, and that's Junction 8 of the M20. What is their speakers so far confirmed? Google, Thomas Power, Bob Barker, Warren Knight, Matt Phelan, Alistair Frost and Luke Quilter. 3ws.digitalinkent.co.uk, and there's a special early booking offer there, so go and check that out, guys.
Yeah. We've had a tweet from Dialer Brain. Listening to Business Bunker Show live with Vanilla Web and Jules Serkin. Amusing to hear Jules is thinking about Ken Aaron. He's old.
Did I call him old?
Yeah.
What did I say about him? Picking lemons off the neighbour's tree.
Yeah. You've been caught.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, he looks very glossy on his pictures.
Yeah, somebody's tweeted a picture of a half-dressed Russell Burton Lawrence as well.
On his dragon boat. And also, Rupert Connolly has said, do you know that Ken Heron learnt the term stonker from your show, Jules Serkin? Yes, I do.
Stonking.
Yeah, stonking stonker.
Yeah. Nice one. Listen, we're kind of really at the end of the show for this week. Big things happening next week, as I told you earlier. We will be a two-hour format next week.
I'll have to bring my sleeping bag.
And we'll be in conjunction with our new partners, who we're incredibly pleased to tie up with. And we're going to be doing a number of events, both on air and off air, with RIFT and with the Federation of Small Business. And we're looking to bigger and better things for 2015 with the Business Bunker Show. Our listenership is growing. We'll be launching our new website later this week. But for today, I want to say a massive, massive thank you to our guests, Mr. Russell Burton Lawrence, the barrister's broker.
Thank you, Paul. Great to be here.
Absolute pleasure. Mr. Richard Howes of Bridger Howes.
It's been a thrill. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
That's real. We've never had that before, have we?
Do you know what? It's funny you should say that. I was looking, because I do, don't ask me why, I was looking at a Twitter YouTube thing that was sent out last night of Putin, the Russian president, singing on Blueberry Hill. Yeah, it's been my thrill. It's been my thrill on Blueberry Hill. Unbelievable. Chaps, thank you so much for joining us. Today's show sponsor has been Rift Accounting, and you've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and her, Jules Serkin. Coming up on Channel Radio on the rest of today, now, at 5 o'clock, we have Mr. Craig Avery, the latest favourite with the Craig Avery Show, incorporating the Sporting Letter from America and all those good things. Then at 7 o'clock, we have Beer, Birds, Balls and Bands, the boys down the pub. Jonathan and Phil are back. They've got a live band in the studio tonight, so do tune in for that. And then at 9 o'clock, we have 18 hand-picked tracks of new and unsigned music presented by Mr. Jamie Andrews on the New Potato Show. We will be back with you on the Business Bunker on our longer format next week. But for the moment, have a fabulous week, and we will see you all soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.